5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, of course, is Ukraine. Is the Russian advance toward Kyiv stalled? It depends on who you ask. A British military analyst told Sky News Monday that it appears the 40-mile-long column of armor, artillery, and fuel trucks has stalled outside of Kyiv because the Russian soldiers in the front of that column have run out of ammo. And because they took all four lanes of the highway leading to Kyiv for their vehicles, they can't get ammunition from the back of the line to the front of the line. And Ukrainian soldiers are making it extremely difficult for the Russian soldiers in that column. Now, there are other explanations out there. The fog of misinformation and disinformation around this conflict is hard to see through. It is possible that Russia is just being very deliberate about positioning its forces around Kyiv before moving in for the final assault. It is also possible that Russia has not committed its best soldiers thus far in this conflict. Looking two or three moves down the road, Vladimir Putin may be holding back his more experienced soldiers for a potential future conflict with NATO. We pray it doesn't come to that. Other news coming out of this conflict, NATO now apparently has the green light to send more fighter jets to Ukraine. That's according to our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. Although Poland's defense minister says that's fake news. Different schools of thought on that. Yes, okay, let's support Ukraine in defending itself, but committing more fighter jets to the Ukrainian Air Force, that is all but declaring war on Russia, as Vladimir Putin has said. And again, we don't like where that ultimately could lead. Moscow, for its part, is accusing the United States of bioweapons research in Ukraine, claiming that some of its military targets in the early going were up at destroying those laboratories. Again, no way to verify that one way or the other. Both sides using their spin machines to put out the information they want us to consume. Ukraine, for its part, blasting Russia's announcement of a humanitarian corridor or multiple humanitarian corridors to allow people to get out of cities before Russia sends in their troops, an immoral public relations stunt. And it might be. You say, if Russia says, "Oh, look, we had these humanitarian corridors, we ceased firing for several days, allowed everyone to leave who wanted to leave, so now we'll assume that everyone who's left in, say, Mariupol is an enemy combatant." It's an information war as much as one of bombs and bullets. Third round of peace talks ongoing in Geneva. A senior member of the Kyiv delegation says Ukraine is open to remaining outside of NATO. That's a key point that Russia has been insisting on, and that could be a step in the right direction, but it's not likely to meet all of Russia's security demands. In addition to NATO expansion, Putin has insisted that Kyiv give up any claims to the Donbass region in the east and the Crimean Peninsula. And Russia may actually continue pushing westward to take the port of Odessa, which is key to Ukraine's economy. It exports its wheat there from their steel, and it may also allow Russia to continue going further to the breakaway region of eastern Moldova that borders on Ukraine. Like the eastern regions of Ukraine, that region would just as soon be part of Russia as anything else. So it remains to be seen what happens. Topic number 4. Divine intervention. CBN News Ukraine director Konstantin Litvinenko reporting on stories that don't seem to have a natural explanation from the battlefields of Ukraine. He said he heard a story from one man who told him about a phone call he received from his son who's serving with the Ukrainian army. One dark night, soldiers holding their positions noticed a column of Russian tanks advancing, and it appeared that the Ukrainian soldiers would have difficulty holding their position, to say the least. Son called his father on the phone, said, "Hey, Dad, you need to pray right now. We're in a situation." So the father called the other members of their church and asked them to start praying. Several hours later, the son called back. He said, "There's some miracle that happened. It looked like an attack on the Russians from a spaceship. There was some kind of lightning shooting from the sky and sparks were flying everywhere. And in the morning, the Ukrainian troops discovered that the Russian tanks and other mobile units had been destroyed." How do we explain this? I don't know. I have no way to vet the story. But Litvinenko said that's not the only one that he's heard. He said another incident he heard from a friend was that this friend was praying that the Russians would start resisting each other. They would start fighting each other. Lo and behold, a unit from the Russian army captured a small town, took the flags from the city the city government buildings and put them on their tanks. They encountered another Russian army unit, and both units thought the other were the enemy and destroyed one another. There are stories like that in the Bible, but happening here in the 21st century, it's not the kind of thing that we in the West, because we have a naturalistic worldview, even us Christians, who by default should have a supernatural worldview, we tend to be very skeptical about stories like this. Report it for your analysis and for you to decide. Topic number 3, energy and economy. Gasoline in the U.S., I'm sure you've noticed. Across the country, it's hit an average of $4 a gallon for the first time since 2008, which you might remember was the height of the economic crisis, the meltdown after the subprime mortgage collapse in 2008. Here in the Ozarks, about $3.59, but it's probably higher by the time you see this. But the White House is rejecting boosting domestic oil production to try to lower prices. Spokesperson Jen Psaki tweeting out a long thread over the weekend in response to Republican calls for more domestic oil production. She argues that domestic oil production is up after the coronavirus pandemic, but that the United States is still vulnerable to global oil markets. Quote, domestic production has not insulated us from the price volatility of fossil fuels or the whims of those who control them, such as President Putin. End quote. Jen, if we weren't importing Russian oil, if we were completely independent, self-sufficient, we would be insulated from those price shocks. Economics 101, law of supply and demand. She said that the United States, that President Biden is focused on deploying clean energy as a strategy of energy independence to wean us off of petrofuels, hydrocarbons, and I'm sorry, green energy depends heavily on rare earth metals. You know, those big solar panels and whatnot. Those are generally controlled by China. Anyway, elsewhere around the world, European natural gas futures up by about 64%. Dutch gas, 335 euros per megawatt hour. That's roughly the equivalent of $600 a barrel oil. Oil trading at or about $130 a barrel right now as of this recording. Germany not likely to agree to any embargo of Russian oil and gas. Germany's economy minister, Robert Habeck, said he would oppose the idea because we need these energy supplies to maintain price stability and energy security in Germany, and warning that a shortage in supply could threaten social cohesion in Germany. Torches and pitchforks. China announcing that its winter wheat crop could be the worst in history, China being the world's largest wheat consumer. Not good news means higher commodity prices, and a prominent strategist with Credit Suisse noting that Russia and Ukraine together are the world's largest exporters of commodities, hydrocarbons, oil and gas, and wheat. He wrote, quote, if you believe the West can craft sanctions against Russia that maximize pain for Russia while minimizing financial stability risks in the West, you could also believe in unicorns. In other words, get ready for $10 tubes of toothpaste. Topic number 2, censorship. Just as the Greeks hid their crack troops inside the horse that was pulled inside the walls of Troy, yes, the United States Senate is crafting a bill that hides inside a fancy-looking package censorship that would evade the protections of the United States Constitution. Senator Amy Klobuchar, Minnesota, has written a bill called the Nudge Act, Nudge standing for nudging users to drive good experiences on social media. I mean, who could argue with a title like that? Unless you remember that you read the title of a bill in Congress and assume it does the opposite. It is a Trojan horse that circumvents constitutional limits on government speech controls. It's doublespeak all the way through, refers to developing content-agnostic interventions that could ultimately be enforced by a commission or the Federal Trade Commission or some independent board appointed by the FTC. Sounds great, but truth is, this is intended by Senator Klobuchar and its supporters as a weapon against misinformation, which is in the eyes of the beholder. And actually, when you see and hear what Klobuchar has to say about the bill, it becomes clear. For too long, quoting her now, tech companies have said, trust us, we've got this. But we know that social media platforms have repeatedly put profits over people, with algorithms pushing dangerous content that hooks users and spreads misinformation. Censorship, by any other name, is still censorship. Coming up, when looting goes horribly wrong, and Skywatch TV's next conference. That's next on 5 and 10. Topic number one today, just imagine the looks on their faces when they opened this box. Authorities in Denver say that a box intended for medical research was stolen from a truck sometime between last Wednesday and Thursday. The box, blue and white cardboard, measures 20 by 15 by 18, marked with a label that said, exempt human specimens, contained a bunch of human heads. Human heads. Whoever stole the box also took a dolly from the back of the truck. No arrests have been made. Investigation is ongoing, and no idea yet whether the thief was looking specifically for human heads or just grabbed the first thing he found on the back of the truck. That was probably true. Again, imagine his surprise when he opened the box, thinking it was something from Amazon, and instead, when looting goes horribly wrong. Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, the Defender Conference, The Unveiling, launches May 13th on the internet. More than two dozen speakers, world-class, best-selling authors like Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Joel Richardson, Tom Horn, many others. You'll have 90 days to binge-watch the presentations. The videos will be available for you to watch in any order you like. Watch them as often as you like. So essentially, you set the schedule. Watch when it's convenient for you. And for 90 days, full and complete access to all of the presentations. You can find out more and take advantage of the $10 early bird discount. Price goes up to $95 on April 16th, but through the 15th, $10 off as an early bird discount. More information at defenderconference.com. Defenderconference.com. Follow the link to sign up today, and things will go live at 12:01 a.m. Central Time on May 13th. During the month of March, our thank you for your support is the very timely book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. He's an expert in military strategy, geopolitics, and has been keeping a close eye on the influence of Marxism here in the United States. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your donation of any amount during the month of March, you set the price. We will send you a copy of Colonel McGinnis's book. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or go to the Skywatch TV store, skywatchtvstore.com, or call us 844-750-4985. And we thank you for your support. We're going to Turkey this fall. The Turkish government has been spending a lot of money trying to develop its archaeological history, and we're glad because a lot of it has to do with not only the history in the Bible, but also end times prophecy. Sharon and I, leading a tour alongside best-selling author Doug Hershey, the founder of Ezra Adventures, as we will take you to the cities of the seven churches of Revelation, Göbekli Tepe, what archaeologists call the earliest, the oldest religious site ever built on planet Earth, more than 10,000 years old. By their reckoning, we'll take you there. Also, Abraham's hometown of Haran and many other sites. Don't miss this. This is a wonderful opportunity to see, to really flesh out your understanding of the spiritual significance of some of the stranger parts of the Bible, Genesis to Revelation. We're going to cover it all on this tour. It's October 18th through November 3rd of 2022. Find out more and reserve your place. This will be a small tour. We're trying to keep it to two dozen or less at skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. This week on Skywatch TV, Tom Horn returns to thank you for your prayers during his recovery from COVID-19. He had it last fall, and really knocked him for a loop. But he is back. He is working, preparing for the next season of camping at Whispering Ponies Ranch through our partners at Royal Family Kids. And to that end, Nita Horn, CEO of Whispering Ponies Ranch, joins us as well. You'll find the new broadcast program at skywatchtv.com. The broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program, skywatchtv.com/channels, or you just add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV. The app is free, and that gives you complete control over the schedule, also access to all of our video content, Simply His, Return to Eden, Unraveling Revelation, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, These Daily Updates, all of that at your fingertips with that free app, or download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. That not only gets you all of our video content, it gets you news updates three times a week, important news the mainstream media likely overlooks or just assume you not see, a calendar of our upcoming events, and much more. And of course, if you've got a relatively recent smart TV, internet-connected TV, it's probably compatible with either Apple's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast, so you can just cast the video direct to your TV. So iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, we have apps for all of those. Links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.